সদাশিব সদাশিব ইজ দি পজিশন শিব এজ এ ডিভোট হু ইজ শিব হেন হ্যাজ হি হ্যাজ কানেকশন উইথ দি জেনারেলি শিব ইজ দি রিপ্রেজেন্টেশন অফ দি মার্জিনাল পজিশন শিব হেন দি অ্যাসপেক্ট অফ শিব on this side, this material specification, that is Rudra. And crossing the impersonal conception on the other side, that is the side of the Vaikuntha, of the serving section, there the Shiva is a devotee, Sadashiva, Shiva Loka. Just below Vaikuntha, there is Shiva Loka. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita you will see. And there Shiva is a regular devotee of Narayana. And he is Advaita. And this Shiva Rudra is his lower function. And that is the highest conception of Shiva on the positive side. And this is in the negative side. Negative side, he is the master of the misconception. The opposition party leader is the leader of the opposition party in the negative side. He represents the whole creation, some way or other. Mayantu Prigining Vidyan, Mayinantu Niskapsen, the highest misconceived, not the top rank of the misconceived soul, is Shiva Rudra. He represents. So I say the leader of the opposition party. And after crossing that non-differentiated area, Viraja Brahmaloka, on the other side, just below Vaikuntha, he has got Shiva Loka. There Shiva is the Bodhi Shiva. Because anything there, all of serving attitude towards the center. Sadashiva. Sadashiva is a devotee Shiva, and here, this side, the Rudra, the Mayadhisha, Mayapati Shiva, he represents in general the interest of the whole misguided soul. Udhyakritam Sadharmanishta Satyamma Vikpamam ভাগবতং শ্রীংসৎস স্বধর্মনিষ্ঠ স্বজন্ম বিদ্যমান কিঞ্চিতাম এতি ইফ ওয়ান ক্যান পারফর্ম হিজ বর্ণাশ্রম ডিউটি ফর 100 বার্স পিওরলি দেন হি ইজ গিভিং দি পজিশন অফ ব্রহ্মা দি ক্রিয়েটর অফ দিস হোল ইউনিভার্স ব্রহ্মা After that, it is Brahma is the leader of the world of exploitation. He is created and he is a member and he is giving decision. He represents himself on behalf of this exploiting world, Brahma. And the Shiva just above the land of renunciation. Some connection with the exploiting world and the renunciation proper, Nirvishesha, non-differentiated area, proper result of proper renunciation is non-differentiated area. Everything non-specified, non-differentiated of bhakti. And Shiva covers from this side a tinge of exploitation to the other side a lower part of the serving attitude. So There he is Mahavishnu, Sadashiva, and in this side, the master of the whole of the Maya. Brahma is under Maya, and there Shiva is Rudra. Talinga Bhagavan Shambhu, Mahavishnu Jagatkarta, the ray from Mahavishnu comes to this Prakriti, creates a movement here, and then creation begins. And here Shiva says, Adhyakritam, Sadharmanishta Sadhajanam Nitman Virinjitam Eti Tatar Param Himam. The next one attains my position. Mukta Jiva Sadashiva. My position, above Maya. And not a bona fide sadhita, that position. Param Himam Adhyakritam, which is not very easily understandable, my position, Udhyakritam, not very clearly specified, because it is connected with non-specification and non-differentiation, Nirvishesha, Udhyakritam. Sata Param Himam Udhyakritam Bhagavatutha Vaishnavam. Above me, there is another domain which is known as Vaishnava Pada, where the Vaishnava lives, and there the Bhagavata, the Vaishnava, they are freely moving there in the service of Narayana. Abhyakritam Bhagavatutha Vaishnavam Padam Jathaham Vibhudha Paraptai. And one day, I also myself expect to enter into that domain. Palatkai, when the wholesome dissolution will come to be effected here. I also aspire after that position one day to become one with the Vaishnava rank. This is in Bhagavata. So Shiva Tattva, Guru Tattva, and Dhamma Tattva, these three things to have a clear conception is a difficult thing. Guru, Veda Bhed is always there. This Dham, what we say on the surface, and what should be according to the idea, this differentiation and the adjustment between the ten, between them, it is difficult to understand. And the Guru Tattva, in different form, in different places, in different occasion, it may appear to the relative position in the disciples, among the disciples. So he says, I am there, one in many forms. And the Shiva Tattva, this side, that side, and even overcoming, bridging over the Nirvishesha. This is Savishesha, and the other is also Savishesha. In the middle, the marginal position is Nirvishesha. Not this, not that, Tatastha. So thought, neither land nor water, the meeting place of the both, neither spirit nor matter, the connecting position, very difficult to understand, to differentiate that. And Shiva's position is there, something of that, of the water, something of the land, in this way. Shiva is also of the same nature. The wholesale representation of the Jiva as a class may be compared with that of Mahadeva. So after emancipation, these may attain the position of Shiva. But Shivoham, this thing, the Shaivites, that this is the highest position. we say the Shivoham, then after that Narayana Bhaktuham it should begin. It does not end there. Shivoham, it is not the last part. Then Bhaktuham, Bhakta Shivoham, it will be higher. It will connect with the world of dedication, the beginning of dedication. A portion of exploitation, a portion of dedication. And in the middle, the whole of renunciation. Three things combined in Shiva. Just in the border, in the Pakistan and the Bangladesh border, there are so many families. One house in India, and another house in Bangladesh. They have got special passports. When they come to this house, suppose their cows are in the Indian and their the dining place is in Bangladesh. And the marginal line between the two, I am an Indian, and a few minutes after, I am in Bengali, Bangladesh. This something like that. Passport for us only in one life. They have teacher and passport. A portion of house in India and another portion of his house in Bangla. So they have got a new class of passport and the visa combined for us in one life. It is correct.
But no dedication for one. You're versatile, but no dedication.
Dedication.
For if, one place.
If, when they are in India, they feel some better position.
Yeah.
More want there in Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Things are very high priced. In India, a little cheaper. So when they come here, the land of dedication to them, and when the other place,
land of renunciation.
They are in exploitation. More money is necessary there to live in, and here cheap rate living is possible, little better. The salt may not be got there, but here they can get salt easily in this way. Enter India, you will not get so much facility. In Nepal is a favorite of America. India has got no such pleasant position with America. So if you go to Nepal, the money transaction with America and the other countries, that will be easy for you perhaps. But in India, that may be difficult. You will come from a museum. Oh, you have got a letter from your mother.
Yes.
I got it.
Yeah. General.
And I am told that she has sent some money.
No.
To go to.
No, no, she did not. No.
No.
She said she will save it. Save the money. But in Delhi, one man said he would buy me a ticket to go there. So maybe.
New Zealand and British commander.
Yes.
Some happy relation between the members of Commonwealth.
London, passport necessary? Visa necessary?
For me?
No.
For any Indian?
Any Indian?
Visa?
To London.
Why? But recently they said we may give also, India said we may give less facility to Commonwealth.
Indians enter in any way and want to stay there permanently.
Yeah, something.
So, some caution against India.
Yes.
গিয়ে সেখানে কলকাতায় ঢুকে তারপরে সেইখান থেকে যেতে চায়, পপুলেশন বেশি, মোর পপুলেশন, ফুড.
The English are a little racial. They are a little prejudiced.
Against Indians?
Yes.
Against only Indians?
No. Against of a different color, race.
So now there is a great movement.
That's unfortunate.
And Margaret, now who is the Prime Minister?
Margaret Thatcher.
Thatcher?
Yeah.
Only on that point she has got the chance.
Yeah.
The header of other nationalities.
She got successful on that plea.
That issue,
yes,
in the election, that Margaret has come out successful.
Mm.
That we don't like that other people will come and throng in this British Isles.
Yes. But still, Commonwealth are welcomed here. No formality.
Like to stay within Commonwealth when the name was British Commonwealth. Then he, last time, requested much. He said that the British must be, this part must be removed.
Mm.
Only Commonwealth. Then I can remain within that.
Yes.
And it was done so. And then. First he wanted no connection with British.
Mm-hmm.
Attlee was at that time Prime Minister.
Yes.
Attlee. He was a very generous man.
Yeah.
The leader of the Labour Party. MacDonald was the leader. But once he joined with Baldwin in some case, so he was cancelled and the Attlee came. And Swami Maharaj used to say, Attlee and the Char Chil. Char means in Bengali four.
Yes.
Chil means kites. Char Chil means four kites. And the Attlee, Art means Bengali eight.
Yes.
Attlee. Lee is a particular word in vowel in Bengali literature. Art Lee. Eight Lees and four guys. Churchill, Art Lee. I mean, he has a monarchy. Get appreciation for Jawaharlal, that this gentleman was compelled to live in jail, in prison house, for 18 years. But he does not bear any revenge within his heart. This was once told by Churchill. In British India, he was in prison for 18 years, but he has not that poison in his heart to react against us. This was Churchill's statement once. He was in Andaman jail 38 years. And when India was independent, he was ready. He was a student in Maharas, Pune, studying in London. There was a case of murder in Pune College. Some gentleman was murdered. Ferguson or something. And then Indian leaders were present at that time in London, and they convened a meeting and asked a resolution that this murder is the most hateful thing has been committed. We disown our association from that. In that this resolution is being passed in this meeting unanimously. Then Savarkar, he was a student there. He stood erect. No, not unanimously. I oppose. Then all was perplexed. What this young boy says there? He takes this so much risk in his life. That murder there, and he says, we have no connection, we condemn it. This resolution passed unanimously in this meeting. There's no I oppose. And after that, Savarkar ran towards India, and he was in British government got this information and wanted to capture him. By this time he is on the board, and they also followed. And when the ship came to Italian port, and then Savarkar got down and he was running, and with the help of the Italian police, the British captured him and took him to India, and for life, imprisonment for life, and was sent to Andaman, and he was there. And we are told one day the British superintendent of the jail in Andaman, and Rabindranath got Nobel Prize, then approached him and told, when India will be ready for independence, we shall give it to her. We have got our watching eye over India without India, and we do not like that India will be always under bondage. We have given appreciation to Rabindranath, your countryman, a Nobel Prize. So put faith in us. And Savarkar said, what you have found in Rabindranath? Our cultivators, when they are ploughing in the field, they also sing such song that is more higher than in thought than Rabindranath. Don't come to teach me, go ahead.
Yeah.
becomes an agent. That man taking the garb of religion,
mm.
and the matter is there on the politics.
Mm.
Politics within religion is causing a great harm in the religious world, as an enemy of the religious world. Politics is politics. And this ahimsa, truth, all these big things, which is meant only for spiritual life, and using all these things for some mean, transient, mortal purpose.
Mm.
He is setting a bad example to India.
Mm.
Krishna Bhagavan, he came here, Ramchandra, they recommended war, and they themselves did participate in the battle. And this man becomes higher than that. It must be removed as soon as possible. Class as
Hariyan.
Who is Hariyan? He is really devoted to Hari. He is in the midst of Hariyan.
Mm.
And they are all Mayajan, living a life of a divot, and they
are
Hariyan. What is this? Hariyan. Hariyan is not a very cheap thing, not so cheap. Hariyan should be revered and regarded high ideas, like really men of Hari. And there is in the West bad habits, bad activity. And Vivekananda said, Daridra Narayan.
Yeah.
And that is a qualification to become poor.
Yes,
that is the qualification one can become Narayan. That is food.
Madness. He Gandhi called them Harijans, and then they call him Mahatma. If you call us Harijan, then we'll call you Mahatma.
Mahatma. Parasparam Kusam Santo Ahu Rupam Ahu Dhani. The camel has got his marriage ceremony, matrimonial ceremony. And the ass has been appointed to sing in the function. So now both the parties, the ass says, Ahu Rupam, oh, how beautiful is the bridegroom. He is singing, praising the beauty of the camel.
Yeah.
And camel is also appreciate, give his appreciation, how beautiful the tone of the song. Very, very nice tone, melodious, very melodious tone of the song.
As his song.
Parasparam Parasparam, the mutual praise.
Adoration.
Last night, Bhopeshwar and myself, we were discussing about Guru Tattva and Shiva Tattva and Dhamma Tattva. We were trying to. Can you tell us some more about Dhamma Tattva
mm-hmm.
and Guru Tattva? It seems not clear.
Yeah.
The
Everything is favorable, but we can't see, rather see it unfavorable to us. The home has become the abode of the enemy. Apparently, it looks like that to us. What is that dhamma? Generally, you think dhamma is like the capital. Just a country has got its capital. So, in one sense, that should be considered. Everywhere he is. He is everywhere. Not a place, not an atom where he is not existent in his full capacity. To Prahlad, when his father questioned, where is your Hari? He is everywhere. Is he in this post? Yes. Let me see. He pushed the breaker, the post was broken, and then he came rolling. That's the peculiar thing. To prove. Satyam vidhatum niya bhakta bhasitam dattin ca bhute satyadishu atmanam. Namrajam namanasam udbahan adhuta rupam. No manasam, no mridam. Satyam vidhatum niya bhakta bhasitam. To prove the truth of the words of his own servant, that he is everywhere. To prove that, he came out. Satyam vidhatum ca bhakta bhasitam. Dattin ca bhute satyadishu. That I am anywhere and everywhere. The adbhuta rupam udbaham. In a peculiar figure, he appeared. No mrigam, no manasam, neither an animal nor a human in such a figure. He's everywhere with all his force. But still, what is the peculiarity of the dhamma? Just everywhere, the supreme authority has got his power. But still in the capital, the power is concentrated. More concentrated we find in the capital, and especially in the Durga, in the forts. The forces are collected in forts, but the whole is everywhere in the capital. Still that concentrated force. Some similarly, we can think of dham. Everywhere, though his presence and his power is being maybe displayed, but still it is concentrated in a particular position. That may be thought as dham from one standpoint. From another standpoint, it is just like a map to us. The map is not the real country. A map of a country is not the... Map is not the real, real country. The map of a country. But still, it gives some idea about the country. So also, what we have in the dham, in the superfluous conception, we can feel it just like a map. Now the dham like a map, but map has some relation with the reality, the country. So at least we must have a conception of dham, as if from a map now. when we shall dive deep from the surface, then we will come into the country from the map. Similarity is there, we shall find. In this way, in home,
so
position of the conception of dham. Dham, we expect in other countries, there may be other parts of the country, chaotic condition, but dham must be favorable to for the living of a devotee. But here we find more difficulties for a devotee. How it, we are to harmonize, adjust. So this is to be adjust. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Udyapiyo brahma kule chaitanya rori tare jani chaitanya lila pushtikari. Though in these days also we find there are so many Brahmins in the body of the Brahmin, they are very oppositionist to the cult of Sri Chaitanya. In the fullest adjustment, how should I choose from them? In harm, in the opposition. Lila Pushtikari. The necessity. The opposition party is necessary. Anayati tarata. Indirect help. Direct help and indirect help. So indirect position is also necessary to enhance the activity of the direct school. In this way we have to adjust. In Vrindavan also so many asuras, the conscious will be there and the conscious servants, agents will be there always moving in Vrindavan. We must be prepared to that. And this is necessary. The opposition is always necessary to the highest quarter. Highest quarter. To Yashoda also, many ladies are coming to with complaint. Yashoda, your boy, you can't control. He is doing mischief to our own house, breaking the pot and looting the butter and all these things. We have complaints. Almost every day too, you do not care how wrong it is. It is very, very objectionable with the such complaint that comes. One day, Yashoda's sister-in-law, she came. Yashoda told, "You capture my boy and take to me, I shall punish him." She flies away, I think, fail to catch him. Then I don't hear your complaint. You capture him and take me, then I shall punish him. Then one day, anyhow, he could capture Gopal and took him to Yashoda. Yes, now, today, I have anyhow captured your boy and took him, they punish him. Then Yashoda, "It is your boy." "You have got," you say, "oh, your son, he is the most wicked type and doing so many wrongs, and you say that my son is doing mischief in your house." See? Then after looking, this friend in the meantime, he has transformed himself. So in such way, Ahirva Gati Prenno Sabhava Kutila Bhavi. The lila, the necessity of lila, fundamentally requires this opposition. It is necessary to help the positive side from a different direction. So, more trouble to acquire the wealth, the more test, the more hunger, the more test. So we should not cowed down by the superficial opposition. It is taste. We want the highest thing, and without undergoing any sort of trouble. This must be injustice. Magnanimous from the consideration of the quality of thing which is going, being sold in so cheaply. The quality. We must concentrate to the quality. And then the trouble to make them to fit for the quality. What thing? Brahmari Devi Yare Dhani Naiva. Even Brahma cannot have any conception of the thing. The Brahma, the creator, have nothing of that thing in his brain. Such a thing, valuable thing. And what trouble we are going to undergo for that higher thing. In consideration of the quality of the highest order, this trouble which the people are, red-faced monkey, you lambu, they say, he's false, he's a tall man, you lambu. I told him that your Mahaprabhu was more lambu. Gaurango, he was a more lambu. He was a pygmy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur. In the primary stage, Prabhupada had to prove. In Raiva Shuddha Bhakti, first stage begins from Prabhupada. And he was in the audience. His own father was his enemy, putting him into fire, into ocean, under the beach of the elephant, poisoning, and also using the tantric mantra against him to murder him. No stone left unturned to murder Prabhupada, but all was futile. Prabhupada had to prove how the dignity of devotion. What sacrifice? No sacrifice is greater. No sacrifice is greater for the object that are proposed for us to get. The first fight was given in his example. How valuable things and what sort of tribulation we must endure. And the victory is on our part. However impossible it may be, but still the victory is on our side. The Prabhupada, in the first, in the beginning of this pure devotion, Shuddha Bhakti, he showed the fight there with Maya. And then next Hanuman, Pandav, how tribulation, though not for fighting, but circumstantial